Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navati Tamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's chant together from Yastinda Saw the first two paragraphs. Om Yastinda Saw Mrishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Jamatha Atsam Babhuva Samendro Methaya Astranotu Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam Shariram me vicharshanam, jihwa me madhumattama, karna abhyam puri vishruvam, brahmanakoshosi methaya pihitaha, shrutam me gopaya, om shanti shanti shantihi, om medha devi jushamana na aga adishwachi padrasu manasyamana tvaya jushka nudamana durukta an brahadvadema vidate suvira aha tvaya jushta rashir bhavati devi tvaya brahma gata shri rutatvaya aha Tvaya jushtas chitram vindate vasusano jushasvat ravino namete. From the Om Medha Devi, repeat after me. Om Medha Devi Jushamana. Om Medha Devi Jushamana. Om Medha Devi Jushamana. Om Medha Devi Jushamana. I'll say and then you repeat it twice. Okay. Naaga Advishwachi. Naaga Advishwachi. Naaga Advishwachi. Padrasumanasyamana. Bhadrasumanasyamana, Bhadrasumanasyamana, Om Medha Devi Jushamana Naaga Advishwachi, Om Medha Devi Jushamana Naaga Advishwachi, Om Medha Devi Jushamana Naaga Advishwachi Bhadrasumanasyamana 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 Tvaya Jushta Nudamana Tvaya Jushta Nudamana Tvaya jushta nudamana durupta an brahadvadema durupta an brahadvadema durupta an brahadvadema vidate suvira aha vidate suvira aha vidate suvira aha Tvaya jushta nudamana durukta an brahadvadema Tvaya jushta nudamana durukta an brahadvadema Tvaya jushta nudamana durukta an brahadvadema Vidate suvira aha Vidate suvira aha Vidate suvira aha Tvaya jushta rashir bhavati Tvaya jushta rashir bhavati Tvaya jushta rashir bhavati Devi tvaya brahma Devi tvaya brahma Devi tvaya brahma Gata shri rita tvaya aha Gatashri Ritattvaya A. Gatashri Ritattvaya A. Tvaya Jushtarashir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Gatashri Ritattvaya A. Tvaya Jushtarashir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Gatashri Ritattvaya A. Tvaya Jishtarashir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Gatashri Ritattvaya A. Tvaya Jishtaschitram Tvaya Jishtaschitram Tvaya Jishtaschitram Tvaya Jishtaschitram Vindate Vasisano Vindate Vasisano Vindate Vasisano Jishasvatravino namete Jishasvatravino namete Jishasvatravino namete Tvaya Jishtaschitram Vindate Vasisano Jishasvatravino namete Tvaya Jishtaschitram Vindate Vasisano Jishasvatravino namete Tvaya Jishtaschitram Vindate Vasisano Jishasvatravino namete Next paragraph. Me tam ma indro dadatu 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 me tam devi saraswati me tam devi saraswati me tam did you see the nakara there me tam me because of the nakara me tam devi saraswati Medan Devi Saraswati Medan Devi Saraswati In the beginning, repeat after me. Medan Ma Indra Dadatu Medan Ma Indra Dadatu Medan Ma Indra Dadatu Medan Devi Saraswati Medan Devi Saraswati Medan Devi Saraswati Medan Ma Indra Dadatu Medan Devi Saraswati Medan Ma Indra Dadatu Medan Devi Saraswati It says Medan is in the accusative singular. The ma is actually me, but by sandhi it becomes ma. It means to me. Indraha is in the nominative. Dadatu is in the imperative. May Indra dadatu, may Lord Indra, the devata, may Indra dadatu give medha, the medha shakti, the power of memory and intelligence, may to me. So may da to me, Indra, may he give. May Indra give to me, may da. Then may dam devi saraswati. The datu goes to the second also. May goddess saraswati. May the devi saraswati, the goddess saraswati, the datu give to me, may da.
So both the dhatu
and the may will go to both. So the give to me goes to both. So may Indra give to me the medha shakti, the medha. May goddess Saraswati give to me the medha.
Why the
so
two?
Wouldn't it wouldn't say like cha, dhyan or something. It's just implied that it's just both.
Implied.
Sorry.
Why is there two?
Well, because you were invoking more than one to help me. Indra, may Indra help me. May Goddess Saraswati help me. May the god Medha also becomes a goddess. May the goddess Medha give me.
Indra and Saraswati both get the knowledge then?
Yeah, we're just invoking. If you can evoke Ishwara, which evokes, under the auspices of Ishwara, you evoke all of the gods and goddesses. Or you can say, well, Saraswati could bless me with this. Indra could bless me. Surya could bless me. So you're just evoking all of the different gods and goddesses to look at you, to give you that blessing.
Does Indra and Saraswati have a particular connection when they're invoked?
Not because they're invoked together, but Indra will give you strength, you know, and Saraswati gives you knowledge, especially all skills, musical knowledge, all that type of skill. Things. So they're just evoking different aspects, you know. So we could have to know. Medham Indra Dadatu. Medham Indra Dadatu. Medan Devi Saraswati. Medan Devi Saraswati. Medham Indra Dadatu. Medan Devi Saraswati. Medham Indra Dadatu. Medan Devi Saraswati. Medham Indra Dadatu. Medan Devi Saraswati. Medham me.
Sorry.
Medham me. Medham me. Medham me. Medham me. Ashwina Vubhava Dattam. 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 Pushkarasraja. 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 Medham Ashwina Vubhava Dattam Pushkarasraja. Medham me 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 Ashwina Vubhava Dattam Pushkarasraja. Okay. Let's look at this. Medham, accusative, singular. Medha is feminine. So Medham is accusative, singular. So Medha, to me, me. Now look at this, Sandy. Ashwinau Ubau Adattam. The ow becomes av. So Ashwinau Ubau Adattam. The Ashwins are two. They're twins. They're considered healers. They're like the physicians. But the Ashwins here also, Ubal means both. So the two Ashwins, both of the Ashwins, two devatas, the names for devatas, may both of the Ashwins, adhattam in the dual, may they get, there's another way of saying give, may they bestow medha, the medha shakti on me, to me. May they give medha shakti to me. So adhattam is in the dual. Ubao, both, means both. Ashwinau is in the dual. May the two, may both of the Ashwins, may both Ashwins, adhattam, may they give, may to me, medha. And now, Pushkarasraja, this is a chandas, means it's Vedic But what it says is the two ashrams who are wearing a garland of flowers. Srijan, they're wearing pushkara. The srija is the garland of flowers.
Which is garland?
Srija. The garland of flowers.
Yes,
Sraja.
Is it Sraja?
Pushkara. Sra. Sraja.
There's no tra there. It's
Sra. Sraja. That's a sakar. Do you see the little half of the sa? That's what you're seeing there. Sraja. Sra.
No
sra. It's not Straja. It's Sra. S-R-A. Sraja. What you're seeing there, Kiki, is when you make the sa, and you do it your way.
Yeah. So, right.
That little thing. Yeah. And then you make the refa.
But does the refa just make like that? It's not.
Oh. No. When you have a sakara and you make a refa, then the refa is going like that.
So it's a half sa and a half ra?
Yeah. It's a half sa and a half ra.
Okay.
Yeah. Suraja. Pushkara, the flower, Sraja, garland of flowers. So, Ashwinau will bow both of them, both the Ashwins, who are Pushkara, Sraja, wearing a garland of, for whom there is a garland of flowers. That's how they're visualized, with a garland, each with a garland of flowers. May those two give Medha to me. Okay, so, let's try again. Metam me ashwina bhubhava dattam pushkarasraja. 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 Okay. Apsara suchaya metha. Apsara suchaya metha. Let's just try this much. Apsara sucha. Apsara sucha. Apsara sucha. Apsara suchaya metha. 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 Gandharve sucha. Gandharve sucha. Gandharve sucha. Yanmanaha. 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 Apsara suchaya metha. Apsara suchaya metha. Gandharve suchayan manaha. Gandharve suchayan manaha. Apsara suchaya metha. Apsara suchaya metha. Gandharve suchayan manaha. Gandharve suchayan manaha. Apsara suchaya metha 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 gandharve suchayan manaha.
Excuse me, could you do, that's okay, never mind.
Follow close.
Shucha. That's hard for us.
Yeah, shucha. Shucha. So, and you have to come low. So, metha gandharve shucha. 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 Shucha yan manaha. Shucha. Shucha, yan manaha, shucha, 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 yan manaha, shucha, yan manaha, shucha, yan manaha, shucha, yan manaha. Let's try it again. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayan manaha. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayan manaha. Sorry. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayan manaha. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayan manaha. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayam manaha. Okay? This is apsarasu, the feminine plural. Apsaras. The apsaras are the nymphs, the dancing nymphs, in the devas who are dancing. And yamedha, that which is yamedha, that which is the medha shakti, among the apsaras. In the apsaras, they also have medha. Yamedha, that which is the medha shakti in the apsaras. And gandharveshu, the gandharvas are the musicians. The apsaras are the dancing devas, and the gandharvas are the devas who are. The apsaras are feminine. The gandharvas are masculine. Gandharveshu, they're the musicians. And the musicians, okay, right, among them, yeah. Goddesses. Yan manaha, that which is manaha. They're talking of medha again. They're using manaha here for medha, the intelligence, the consciousness. Yan manaha. That which is manaha, because manas is neutered. So yan manaha, that which is the manas, the mind, right, in the medha. All referring to medha shakti, that which is the manas. Among the Gandharvas and the Gandharvas, that which is the medha, you know, in the apsaras. So manas, medha, they're talking about the same thing. Just think of it all as medha shakti, that power of intelligence, of brilliance in the mind.
Mm-hmm. And the two chairs, because the apsaras and Gandharvas, it's two, not just one.
Yeah. But you know, in chanting, just like in shlokas, sometimes they'll even put in chas and avas and words just for filler. Here, that it makes sense, though. Okay.
Right, it's like so may the dancing devas and the musicians give us medha.
Yeah, we'll see. We have to kind of go into the next, but it's that medha which the apsaras enjoy, that medha that is there in the gandharvas, that diving, that which is dive. We'll see in the next. May Saraswati give me all of that. Okay. The Sanskrit is a bit of a Vedic Sanskrit, and not some of the grammars, not what we're used to. Vedic grammar differs, and there's some what we call chandas, like when Shankara is reading an Upanishad, where the Upanishad is using Vedic grammar and it doesn't fit in with classical grammar, he'll just say chandas. It means Vedic grammar, and then he'll say it would be this in classical Sanskrit. So. Yeah. No, but you can also study Vedic grammar. It's very close to Sanskrit, to classical Sanskrit, but there's difference. There are differences, you know. So.
Well, which one do the devatas speak?
Okay.
Nobody answered.
Because I don't have an answer. I would have to go and ask them. Okay. Have they, over time, have they gone from Vedic to classical? So, let's do it again. Apsara suchaya me. Sorry. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayan manaha. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayan manaha. Apsara suchaya metha gandharve suchayan manaha. Okay, let's go. Daivi in metha saraswati. Daivi Imleta Saraswati. Daivi Imleta Saraswati. Daivi Imleta Saraswati. Daivi Imleta Saraswati. Sama Ammeta. Sama Ammeta. Sama Ammeta. Surabhirjushatam. 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 Okay. This last part, there are variants in the different texts. We'll do this differently. I think that the way I'm doing it and the way we did it at the Coimbatore is how, I believe this is also how Vagishananda is doing it. I should listen. but you'll find that most places, all of the texts are exactly the same, and then there'll be areas where there's different, like, variant versions, and this is one of them. So this, the way we're doing it is fine. We'll just keep it this way. Medha surabhirjushatam. Medha surabhirjushatam. Medha surabhirjushatam. Metta surabhirjushatam. Daivi in metta saraswati sama am metta. Daivi in metta saraswati sama am metta. Sorry. Sama am metta. Sama am metta. Surabhirjushatam, 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 surabhirjushatam. Daivi immeta saraswati sama ammeta surabhirjushatam. Daivi immeta saraswati sama ammeta surabhirjushatam. This, the Sanskrit is not clear. The daivim, for instance, the daivim, it can be corrected to just say daivi grammatically, because that feminine. So for instance, Vagishananda corrects it. He puts the daivim,
and then
because grammatically you don't quite know how to do it with daivim. So if you say, but let's just look at what the words mean. Daivi means that which is divine, that which belongs to the gods. Devi would be the goddess. Daivi would be that which belongs to the gods, that which is heavenly, that which is divine. Okay, then medha, nominative singular, saraswati. So medha is nominative singular, and the goddess medha, the goddess saraswati, because in this prayer, medha, which is the intelligence, is evoked as a goddess. So it's also may the goddess, it's like you would say like that, may the goddess medha give me medha, right? And so here, if the goddess medha, saraswati, okay, again, who is Saraswati, the goddess Saraswati. That Saraswati means that Medha, that Saraswati. And when they say like that Saraswati, they're referring back to everything you know about Saraswati. That Saraswati who is known in the Vedas, for instance. You would say that Saraswati means the one that you know who is enlivened in the Vedas. So that Saraswati, that Medha, mom, to me, accusative singular, to me, medha, the goddess, medha, surabhihi, so they're repeating, surabhihi. Surabhi is the name for the cow of plenty, you know, like Vishwamitra's cow who just goes giving and giving and giving. So the goddess is likened to a cow, and you'll see in the next, which we'll do next week, she's the one who continues to give milk, right, the milk of knowledge. And also, you remember the Bhagavad Gita and the chant that's often done before the Bhagavad Gita? The Bhagavad Gitas are viewed as Krishna is milking the cow of the Upanishads, and that milk, which is so nourishing, then is being given to Arjuna and to all of the students. So milk is that which is, you know, it's in the form of milk, which is so nourishing. Okay, so here, Sudabhi, that. So Daivim, accusative singular, or Daivi, the that which is heavenly, or that which is divine, Medha, the goddess, Saraswati, the goddess of Medha, Saraswati, the goddess Saraswati, Sa, that goddess, Mom to me, Medha, Surabhi, again Medha, evoking the goddess, Surabhi, who is all strength and who is the cow of all nourishment, Jushatam, may she bless me. May that goddess, Jushatam, bless me. And so when they say like this, if we say the goddess who is the giver of plenty is all strength, the cow who is strength, who is all giving, when, may that one bless me, means may she give to me. May she give to me Medha, the Medha that all of the Apsaras have, that all of the Gandharvas have, that heavenly Medha. May the goddess Saraswati, may the goddess Medha, the one who is the giver of plenty, like the milk cow of plenty, may she bless me. With that Medha, it's understood. You see? The grammar is not as clear and easy as, say, in classical Sanskrit, but you should just visualize that it's meant to kind of just visualize what is, you know, you visualize the goddess Medha, then you visualize Saraswati, then you visualize her in terms of the sacred cow who just continually gives. So you wouldn't see her as a cow, you would think it evokes that one who just gives and gives and gives, the one who continues to give. May she bless me. May she bless me. Okay. Is it clear for everybody?
Yeah, nice.
You can also read, if you, that's why you should have this book and study this on your own, and you'll see how Tetravidananda does it, even though he also doesn't do a direct translation because you have to say what they're meaning. Right? But he does give you a word for word. Okay. So let's try this last line and then we'll do the paragraph. Daivi im Medha Saraswati Sama am Medha Surabhir Jushatam. Daivi im Medha Saraswati Sama am Medha Surabhir Jushatam. Daivi im Medha Saraswati Sama am Medha Surabhir Jushatam. Daivi in Medha Saraswati Sama Am Medha Surabhir Jushatam. Daivi in Medha Saraswati Sama Am Medha Surabhir Jushatam. Let's do the paragraph together slowly. Medham, together. Medham Indro Dadatu Medham Devi Saraswati Medham Me Ashwina Bhubhava Dattam Kushkaras Vraja Apsara Suchaya Medha Gandharve Shuchayan Manaha Daivi in Medha Saraswati Sama Am Medha Surabhir Jushatam. You can practice this with the tape, with the Vagishananda's tape.